Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com. Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Hi, everyone. It's Meghna Chakrabarty, host of On Point. We aired our last live program of 2020 today. Oof. Yeah, we made it. But don't worry, we will keep your podcast feed full of good stuff for the next week and a half before we're back in 2021. And so today, we wanted to share a small gift with you, an On Point holiday present, if you will. Last week, we had an episode exploring the mutual benefit of kindness, how being kind to others helps not only the recipient of that help, but also the giver. And when we reached out to you for your stories of kindness, so many of you had something to share. So see if you can find a quiet space to listen and also to celebrate how good humanity can be when we want to.
Hi, my name is Holly Myers. So the kindness that I put forth was sending aprons to the author of a book called The Power of Kindness, and these aprons contained a representation of all of the essay topics that were in his beautiful book. And he was so delighted to receive them that he emailed me back from Italy and with his joy. And so I said, well, would you please send me a picture of yourself and your wife in your aprons? And he did so. Well, it was just such a joy for me to have provided him with acknowledgement of the difference that his writings had made for me.
Hi, I'm Meg from Los Angeles. I was a volunteer for the Heart Touch Project, which gives compassionate touch to hospice patients. I was so nervous when I got my first patient because I didn't want to get too attached. But through the course of 2.5 months, I became so close to this woman. She has forever changed my life. And I think in her final few months, I brought to her a lot of laughter, kindness, compassionate touch. I cared for her cat. I brought her treats. I went shopping for her. But really, she lives on in my heart. And through my service to the Heart Touch Project, I received a lifetime of love.
Hi, this is Anne Isham. My husband, Paul, was an extraordinarily kind and generous man, and he was humble. After he passed away in April of 2019, I realized I'm left here to continue Paul's generosity. Last fall, I went to the doctor for something that turned out to be nothing. As I was waiting in the queue, appropriately distanced, I couldn't help overhearing parts of the conversation the payment clerk was having with the patient ahead of me, a young man in work clothes, heavy boots, covered in caliche dust, and surely having taken off from work. Because you have a balance owing, credit card, can you pay $50? The guy was obviously distraught and worried about his job. About then, I was waved to another clerk just beyond his. I'm retired on Medicare, owed nothing. I had a $50 bill in my purse that I carry for emergencies. It had been there for at least a year doing nothing. So on my way past his clerk, I laid the $50 bill beside her computer and said, this is for him. It took me less than a minute to clear through my checkout. On my way out, he turned to me, pulled down his face mask, revealing a face of immense relief and a dazzling smile, and thanked me. Who knew a $50 bill could do so much? I can't describe how good that felt. It confirmed for me the benefits of channeling for Paul.
Hi, my name is Jackie Jorgensen, and I live in Sonoma County, California, which has been ravaged by catastrophic wildfires in the last 3 years. You know, I was on the line. I thought I was going to move my family out of this place that we love and call home. And then I was struck by a different kind of inspiration and started a foundation called the Volunteer Fire Foundation to support the firefighters who have given so much to this community to save homes, to save lives in these 4 disastrous fires we've experienced since 2017. And I have to say that giving back to them has been one of the most cathartic healing experiences of my life. And, you know, what's interesting is that, you know, we all feel so much gratitude for the firefighters, but they're getting so much back by doing work that fills them up. And I've noticed that the people from the community who have come forward to donate to my organization, they get filled up. And so suddenly it's this 3-way incredible gratitude cycle that has blossomed in the wake of tragedy.
Paul Wilson from Central Iowa. I had a group of YMCA boys in a YMCA group from 7th grade to 12th grade and in the early 70s. And I always thought that community service should be our cornerstone, so every year we adopted a family for Christmas. That meant a Christmas tree, a turkey, and the boys wrapped gifts from their own childhood to give to the family. And we actually go to the house and celebrate Christmas with them because the boys were from an affluent area of Des Moines, and I wanted them to see what experiences a poverty-stricken family has. And after we'd celebrate Christmas with them, we'd go to a restaurant, and the boys were just aglow with all the good things that happened that night. And as a matter of fact, they continued doing community service in so many ways that when they graduated from high school, they received all kinds of community awards and awards from the YMCA. And, it was a great experience. And as life moved on, they went to college. I remained in touch with them. I was often in their weddings, in one case, best man. Now, these boys are in their early 60s now, and I've maintained contact with them. And they can all look back now on a lifetime of community service and volunteer work because they found out in their teen years that when you give kindness and show caring, that you get this wonderful glow in your heart that you have done something and you've impacted somebody in a way that's wonderful. And you realize that you get back a great deal when you give.
Hi, this is Sterling Davenport from New Haven, Connecticut. Well, when things started during the pandemic, my son works for a nursing and rehab center in Connecticut, and I know a lot of his residents were elderly and unable to see their families and feeling kind of lonely. So I asked him for some details about some of his residents, and then I sent them postcards, you know, with little notes, and it felt nice to do that. I was not prepared for how grateful they were, and they were so excited, and the ones who didn't get postcards kept asking my son, oh, where's mine? So I ended up having to send a lot more, and it was great for me. And I felt very much connected, and it felt good to let people know that they were loved and thought of.
My name is Carmen George, live in Vermont. During this pandemic, it's been very difficult and stressful and depressing. And at one point I decided I need to get out of the house, I need to do something. What I ended up doing was I offered people in my neighborhood to come take pictures of their family on their porch. And I spent the whole day lugging 50 pounds of equipment, photographed about 20 families. And it totally brought me out of my depression, you know, my sadness and struggles that I was dealing with. And I realized that importance of the connection. And like I thought it was just doing something nice, but the kindness really bounced back at me and was so, really changed me.
Thank you to every On Point listener who shared their stories. And thanks also for venturing through 2020 with us. Quite a ride, and the ride is, of course, not yet over. But I am so glad you were there with us, trying to make sense of the world together. I hope you will do the same in 2021. Stay safe and happy holidays. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.